Spencer High School boys basketball coach Charles Jennings now joins us on our boys basketball preview program. Coach, thanks for coming by and welcome to our program this evening.
Yes, thanks for having us.
And this is your second year as boys basketball coach at Spencer High School. I imagine it's a bit easier this year than it was a year ago.
I would say it's a little bit easier. Still working hard at trying to change the program and get the culture in Spencer for basketball changed. So it's usually, I don't know, it's not the first sport that people like there, I don't think. So we're working on it, though, trying to get more fans.
Well, tell us about some of the areas where you have noticed some improvement or some better things in the program.
Yeah, so I think, you know, this year defensively we were a little better than we were last year. Offensively, last year we had put in a new offense, and this year, of course, we're not having to teach it. We're just getting better at it, so I think that helps. Those are probably the two main things. We got to work on our help defense, though. That's something we're always trying to work on there. So
how has the start of the season gone for the Spencer Ball Club?
It was going good until last night. Columbus got the best of us last night. We could have done some things better. And props to them for pulling out the victory. So.
How about the other ball games so far this season?
We started off with Shawamagon and then played Northern Lutheran and then Thorpe. Those were our first three games. I don't know, it seems like we got off to slow starts in those games, but ended up doing fine. Shawamagon's got a good ball player in Cooper Mikulski that he's a junior and really good. Came out on top on that one and then played well against Northern Lutheran. I think Northern Lutheran put up 82 points two games ago, and then Shawamagon, I think they lost by 3 to Marathon. So I mean, we're still trying to figure out, like, okay, where are we, in terms of the teams we played. So
okay, well, tell us about some of the young men in your program this year and where they fit in for you.
Yeah, so we've got three seniors, Drake Johnson, Madden Probilski, and Tyler Peterson, all good ball handlers, guards for us. Tyler can play the forward spot as well. We've got Sam Beslick, of course, returning starter, Wes Neiman. We've got Mathers McCollum. We have a foreign exchange student, Ben Felger, who's learning American basketball, I guess. He's from Germany, so a little different there. And then, let's see here. Trying to think. I should have brought some papers like the other guys did. I know we had a couple guys playing up from JV, Clay Neiman and Oliver Young. Brackett Miller is another returning player. Gets pretty good amount of minutes, probably gets more too. Gosh, I hope I'm not forgetting anybody. We got 9, 10, 11 with the JV. So I don't know, we got a lot of guys that are dual threats. They can shoot from outside and they can get to the rim. Rebounding is pretty decent. Noah Anderson is another returning starter for us. He's probably been the most improved player the last 2 years. Puts in a lot of work. Plays pretty good defense. Can shoot from outside, and he finishes strong too. So it's nice to have those options. It's tough being a coach, and then there's only so many minutes in a game, and you can only start 5 guys. So, you're not going to make everybody happy all the time, but I think the team's playing together very well this year. They seem to be playing for each other, which is great, and they're supportive of each other as players, so that's another bonus.
Are there some areas where this ball club looks pretty strong this year?
Well, yeah. I think our post play is very good, when teams decide to defend our post, we can kick it out and we can shoot from outside. So, I'm comfortable playing inside out this year, and I think the guys are too. We just need to pass out the elbow teams and take that shot when it's there. Maybe not dribble so much.
I think, Coach, one aspect you wanted to improve in Spencer was the number situation. How's that look in Spencer these days?
We've got 20 kids out for basketball. We had one player from last year that wasn't sure if he wanted to play or not, and then said he was missing it, wanted to give it a try, and didn't miss it that much. So he's no longer playing, he said. So, but yeah, I mean, we got 20 out. And, you know, I wish we could have a C team, get 30 players out, but right now it's not happening. So, hopefully, in the upcoming years, we'll get more guys out.
Larry, any questions or comments you have for Coach Jennings?
You got to be happy with having a kid like Beslick back for you. I mean, he's having an awesome season already here in the first few games.
Yeah, Sam puts in a lot of work. It's a good basketball family you come from. Jack, his older brother, plays with him a lot, and he plays daily. And it's not just for an hour. So he's out there working hard, and he's been working with, you know, other guys on the team too, and he just loves to play basketball. And I love that about him. You know, I think he makes a lot of the other players better, and not only on the court, but off the court too. He makes them work hard. And the other players, they want to work hard, get better. So
the conference, you had Columbus Catholic already.
Yep.
The Clover Belt. How do you see that shaping up this year, and where do you guys think you're going to fit in?
Gosh.
It's going to be tough, I think.
I think it's tough top to bottom.
Yeah.
You know, Neillsville lost 11 seniors, and I think Columbus lost 9. So, I mean, you know, Columbus state champions, you know, they're losing 9 guys. They're not going to be the same team. I don't think anybody would expect them to be, but they're well coached. They're going to go out there and play their hearts out. You know, I'll give props to one of their players here. And I talked to him last night after the game and told him how good of a job he did and whatnot. But Sam Dooms, mm-hmm. I mean, probably not the most athletic kid in the world, but my gosh, he's got a heart to play ball.
Yeah.
You know, and he's one of those role players. And I think every team needs those role players. But he had 8 offensive rebounds. That was more than our team. That doesn't make me happy either.
No, probably not.
No. So, I mean, and then, you know, Neillsville is an 11 players. They're trying to find themselves, I think. Owen Withy lost a couple big players, some of their bigs. So we'll see how that pans out. They like to press a lot, so I'm sure they're going to get up and run. Colby, same thing. They like to get up and run. Some good players there, too. Obviously, Columbus. Who am I missing? Oh, Loyal. They're probably the team to beat. They got a good group coming back. I expect us to be right in the mix. We lost a tough one by 6 to Columbus. There's things we could have done better, like offensive rebound. I think we had 16 turnovers to their 15. So it's not where I want it to be. Didn't meet the goal on that one that night. But, you know, I think as the year goes on, I expect it to be a battle for all the teams.
So what's going to be the key for your team to be successful in this conference?
I'll say stay healthy, for one. We're dealing with a little bit of that right now. I think the more our foreign exchange student gets more familiar with how we're playing ball, if it were open gym ball, I think, turn the horses loose and let them run.
But, is he a